Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Tuesday, November 12th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
they want to use 7 billion euro of the Apple tax money on major transport projects like the Metrolink.
Fourth full day of election campaigning with the Greens launching their manifesto and Gardaí investigating Jojo Dollard's murder to resume searching land. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Green Party will launch its manifesto later, promising to invest the Apple tax money in public transport. It's also offering a new climate ticket to save money for regular commuters. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The Greens are going to say they want to use 7 billion euro of the Apple tax money on major transport projects like the Metrolink, Dart Plus, rail projects in Cork, Limerick, Galway and Waterford. It will also champion a new climate ticket to replace the commuter tax saver ticket and to save people money. It promises new rural local link bus services every week and more 24/7 bus services in cities and towns. The manifesto also contains pledges for a state-led system of childcare and free solar panels for 200,000 low-income homes. Elsewhere, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin will all make pitches to the farmer vote today when addressing the IFA as the election enters day five of campaigning.
The search of land connected to the disappearance of Jojo Dollard 29 years ago will resume this morning. A man arrested on suspicion of her murder remains in custody. Ellen Butler has more.
Just 2 days after marking the anniversary of her disappearance, Jojo Dullard's family was yesterday informed by Gardaí of a major development in the case. A 55-year-old man was taken into custody yesterday morning on suspicion of her murder, the first arrest in this almost 30-year-old case. He's been questioned at a Garda station in County Kildare, but must either be charged or released this morning. Jojo was 21 when she vanished from Moon in Kildare while travelling home to Callan in County Kilkenny after a night out in Dublin on November 9th, 1995. Gardaí also began combing through a remote piece of land near Grangecon on the Kildare-Wicklow border yesterday and say searches and excavations will continue over the coming days. Ellen Butler in County Wicklow.
Donald Trump has reportedly picked Marco Rubio to be his top diplomat, a man who in April voted against a multi-billion dollar aid package for Ukraine. The incoming US president is expected to confirm him as US Secretary of State when he takes office in January. In recent interviews, Mr. Rubio said Ukraine needs to seek a negotiated settlement with Russia to end the war. Mark Voyager is a former special advisor to the US Army Europe.
Donald Trump is no doubt an isolationist, unfortunately, and he would be willing to focus on a domestic agenda in order to deliver to his base. Unfortunately, this means less commitments to NATO.
A man will appear in court this morning following an alleged assault in Kerry over the weekend. Gardaí recalled to an incident on Church Street in Tralee on Sunday. A man in his 30s was hospitalised with suspected stab wounds. He was taken to University Hospital Kerry for treatment for serious but non-life-threatening injuries. A man in his 20s was arrested on Sunday and will appear before Killarney District Court this morning. Family members who've lost loved ones on the country's roads are coming together in Dublin this morning to raise awareness about a global day of action for road safety. This Sunday is World Day of Remembrance for Road Traffic Victims. The Road Safety Authority's David Martin says they're meeting today with members of the emergency services, including Gardaí and the Fire Brigade, to bring attention to the event.
We have a special ceremony today to launch World Day of Remembrance, and we're bringing together families and friends who have lost loved ones or suffered serious injuries over the years. World Day of Remembrance itself takes place on the third Sunday of every November. And really, it acknowledges and recognises the tragic loss of the millions of people on the roads.
St Vincent de Paul will launch its annual Christmas appeal this morning ahead of an uncertain festive period for some. The charity's already started to field calls from service users who say they're worried about the expenses they'll rack up over the next few weeks. 183,000 people contacted SVP for support already this year. Officials believe up to 70,000 calls could come in before the end of the year. SVP National President Rose McGowan explains why this year's theme is the wonder of Christmas.
And Christmas should be a wonderful time for everybody, but particularly for families with children. But really, our wonder is the people we're visiting is they're saying, I wonder, can I afford Christmas? I wonder, will I have enough food? It's not the wonderful thing about Christmas.
A status yellow fog warning for 18 counties will remain in place until later this morning. Met Éireann issued the warning yesterday, affecting inland counties as well as Clare, Limerick and all of Connacht. The warning runs until 10 a.m. Drivers should expect poor visibility and hazardous travelling conditions. In entertainment news, Robbie Williams says Liam Payne's death will spark a change in the entertainment industry. Robbie, who started his music career with Take That, says the world needs to be more supportive of young people. Robbie Williams announced yesterday he'll be returning to Croke Park next summer during his Robbie Williams Live 2025 tour. Speaking at the press conference in Croke Park, Robbie says people in the music industry need to take action.
But it needs addressing, and there needs to be a think tank by creative people, like myself and others, get together and figure out what's the best way to tackle this problem for our entertainment industry. Outside of that, we're all going through something.
And in sport, in soccer, a number of major names will not feature for England against the Republic of Ireland this weekend. 8 players have pulled out of their squad for the Nations League game at Wembley, as well as their trip to Greece. Cole Palmer, Phil Foden, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Declan Rice and Jack Grealish are among the group who aren't available. Aston Villa's Morgan Rodgers has been given his first call-up as one of the replacements. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.